Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, and on this podcast, we're going to continue to discuss nature's evolutionary gems packet and how many of their gems represented microevolution. This podcast in particular will focus on those gems which pertain to birds. Some of the gems of the packet looked at bird evolution. From reading Nature's Evolution Evangelism packet, one is told that the findings illustrate the large effect of immigration on the evolution of local adaptations and on genetic population structure, or that evolutionary differentiation can be rapid and occur over surprisingly small scales. So what exactly was this rapid, large evolutionary change? Well, in one study, it turns out that female members of the bird species Parus major, bred on the western end of the Dutch island of Vlieland, tend to lay 1.15 plus or minus 0.14 eggs per clutch more than females bred in populations on the east end of the islands. You heard that right. The birds native to the island are still reproductively compatible with the immigrant birds. The fact that the evolutionary biologist consider a difference of 1.15 plus or minus 0.14 eggs per clutch to be a large effect on a population shows just how desperate they are to find evidence of biological change in nature. Another study cited in this gem promised to show marked evolutionary differentiation at small spatial and temporal scales. Readers learned that over a span of about 35 years, a bird species from the eastern part of the Witham woodland in southern England saw a decrease in adult body size that amounted to a net average change of about 1 gram, less than 10% of total body mass. Fledgling birds likewise saw a small change in body mass. Recall that Nature's introduction to its packet said that the packet would show that all life evolved by natural selection and claims this as a fact in the same way that the Earth orbits the Sun is a fact. Nature claimed the packet would show just what is the evidence for evolution by natural selection. But if such featured evolutionary gems are among the best that evolutionary scientists have to offer, which is what the packet implies, then that leaves a large gap between the observed data and Nature's grander claims. But of course, what treatment of microevolutionary change would be complete without a discussion of Darwin's Galapagos finches? The packet explains that when Charles Darwin visited the Galapagos Islands, he recorded the presence of several species of finch that all looked very similar except for their beaks, further noting that Darwin speculated that all the finches had a common ancestor that had migrated to the islands. We've all heard this story before, but is there more to it? According to the British Natural History Museum, quote, "Mockingbirds from the Galapagos Islands, not finches, gave Charles Darwin his ideas about evolution. Darwin's finches are the better-known birds connected with helping Darwin come to his conclusions on evolution. However, it was the little-known mockingbirds that were the key," unquote. Likewise, historian of science Frank Soloway debunks the finch myth, stating that, quote, "Far from being crucial to his evolutionary argument, as the legend would have us believe, the finches were not even mentioned by Darwin in The Origin of Species," unquote. Setting aside nature's perpetuation of common myths about the Galapagos finches, modern-day field studies of these finch species are commonly cited as examples of evolution. So again, we must ask, how much evolutionary change are we talking about? Here the packet is somewhat forthright, acknowledging that we're in fact only talking about, quote, "small differences in the depth, width, or length of the beak," unquote. The packet then refers readers to a study that investigated the genetic basis of these small changes in beak morphology. It's an interesting paper, but as the packet explains, these changes in beak morphology may be caused by mere differential expression of a particular gene involved in both development and metabolism. So what's at issue here is a mere differential expression of a gene rather than the evolution of an entirely new gene, causing small differences in beak size and beak morphology. For the Darwin critic, this is interesting, since such differences in beak shape are well known throughout a variety of bird species, such as Hawaiian honeycreepers, making it unsurprising to learn that these commonly observed forms of biodiversity have a small-scale genetic basis. None of this suggests how large-scale evolutionary change could occur. While the origin of the beaks and the birds themselves may remain unexplained, perhaps diverse beak morphologies are designed to evolve. Yet another gem opens by saying that the maintenance of genetic variation in traits under natural selection is a long-standing paradox in evolutionary biology. Let's assess the degree of evolutionary change observed here. Turns out we're talking about small changes in the coloration spots on male guppies. Keep in mind that it's nearly identical fish like these that nature boasted would show us just what is the evidence for evolution by natural selection. Another similar study cited in the packet was said to show how microevolution meets macroevolution. The packet stated that it would show a genetic change that has large effects on an organism. The reader is then directed to a paper co-authored by Sean Carroll. The paper discussed changes in fruit flies thought to result from mutations in cis regulatory elements of a gene controlling wing pigmentation. And what was the large effect that shows macroevolution? The article states, quote, "Here we identify one of the molecular mechanisms that contributes to the evolutionary gain of a male-specific wing pigmentation spot in a species closely related to Drosophila melanogaster. We show that the evolution of this spot involved modifications of an ancestral cis regulatory element of the yellow pigmentation gene," unquote. That's right. All this hype about large evolutionary effects and microevolution meets macroevolution, yet all they've attempted to explain is the origin of small-scale coloration changes in the spots on fruit fly wings. It seems to me that many of nature's supposed evolutionary gems, which were promised to show just what is the evidence for evolution by natural selection, or large-scale evolutionary change, in fact only show very small-scale, meager examples of evolutionary change. Is this the best evidence that the world's top scientific journal can muster in favor of evolution? Stay tuned for more in response to Nature's 15 Evolutionary Gems Evangelism Packet. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.